Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It just cannot be said too many times.
Rent, it's too damn high.
Thank you, former New York gubernatorial candidate Jimmy McMillan. That wisdom, of course, holds true in Greater Boston as well, where on average residents spend almost a third of their income on rent, sixth highest among the nation's major metro areas, according to a recent analysis by John Burns Real Estate Consulting.
Now, this is an issue we've talked about a lot on this program. In Boston, affordable housing stock just isn't keeping up with the demand.
The problem is even worse in New York City, where on average people spend more than half of their income on rent. But the administration of New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has come up with a possible solution. They call them micro-apartments.
Joining us now is the Housing Preservation and Development Commissioner for New York, Matthew Wambua. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Meghna. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be on.
So first I have to ask you, how do you define what a micro-apartment is?
A micro-apartment is a well-designed, efficient, self-contained apartment which includes a kitchen and a bathroom and which is also generally smaller than an apartment that would be allowed under our current zoning regulations.
And smaller, you mean it's about 300 square feet?
About 275 to 300 square feet would be our expectation.
Well, you and Mayor Bloomberg actually presented a mock-up of what a 300-square-foot apartment would look like at a recent press conference. Can you describe it? Did you find it to be a potentially livable space?
Well, I found it to be a potentially livable space. You'd walk in, and to the right, you'd have a fully contained bathroom. You then walk through, and on your right, you'd have a kitchen, and then you'd walk through to the far side of the apartment, which would contain dining quarters that can also be utilized for sleeping and living quarters.
Who are you thinking would live in these micro apartments?
Our expectation is that because the price points are going to make these units much more accessible, these are units that are going to be accessible to a very wide array of demographics, including young professionals, singles, couples, seniors, special needs populations, and low and moderate income families. So we're going to be issuing a request for proposals that is going to ask developers to respond with the design and ultimately, if selected, the construction of an entire building of micro units.
So a standard traditional one bedroom or studio in New York can cost upwards of $2,000 a month to rent. So what are you thinking a price point would be for these micro units?
We'd like the market to come back to us and to inform us of what they think it should be, but certainly it should be below 2,000.
On the one hand, in the best case scenario, this sounds like a wonderful idea that could put up some very glittering, sparkling new construction, a la Tokyo, for example. But on the other hand, I'm sure people are hearing this thinking, 300 square feet? That sounds like a tenement waiting to happen.
I don't think it's a tenement waiting to happen. And then what we do have are very rigorous maintenance and building code regulations. Those are all going to remain in place. All we're doing in this instance are overriding a couple of zoning regulations that allow for the construction of a full building of micro units that are generally smaller than what you'd find in the market.
It sounds like what you and Mayor Bloomberg are looking at is trying to get ahead of what seems to be the wave of the future, with so many more people living on their own or just as couples, not being able to afford market rent. I mean, is smaller and cheaper a necessity for New York to remain livable for people who want to live there?
Yes, in many respects. My assumption is that this is probably somewhat true in Boston, and that I lived in Boston for a while. And it's particularly resonant with certain demographics, such as recently graduated college students, upwardly mobile young professionals, who simply, while they will likely be able to purchase and or rent a wide array of product types over the course of their careers, need something that is accessible and something that is cheap, but nevertheless quality, young in their careers.
We here in Boston have considered, you know, really spurring the development of similarly sized apartments along the South Boston waterfront in particular. But the idea here isn't just for apartments, but really combining living and working spaces for young entrepreneurs who maybe want to start up new companies. A slightly different take. But I wonder, what if you could give advice to Boston Mayor Tom Menino, what would it be in terms of creating a new stock of affordable, smaller housing here?
One of Boston's greatest assets is the fact that it attracts students and young people and incredible talent from around the world, which is why I was in Boston to go to school. And ultimately, to the extent that you want to keep that talent and not necessarily be subject to the type of mass migration that occurs when folks can't find appropriate housing given their income, I think Boston would probably be well served to pursue these types of initiatives.
If we had had a 300-square-foot apartment available for you in Beantown, would you have stuck around?
If Harlem was in Beantown, I might have stuck around. But unfortunately, Harlem was here, and that's where I moved to.
Well, Housing Preservation and Development Commissioner for New York, Matthew Wambua, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Meghna.